All right, time for a little bait and knock ice fishing report. We got Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle on with us again this week. Thanks for giving us some time, Chris. How you doing?
Hanging in there. Glad to help.
Let's talk a little fishing because I've been getting some pretty good reports from a lot of spots around Little Bait and Knock. Let's start with the ice conditions and talk about how that little meltdown we had there, and it looks like we got another one coming too, but how did it affect the ice on Little Bait and Knock, both north and south of Gladstone?
North of Gladstone, it's definitely going to make the shorelines a little more sloppy. As far as I know, they're still taking ATVs out from Kipling, but I would be extremely careful, especially this weekend here. It's supposed to get up in the high 30s for us, so definitely want to eyeball it before you head out. Otherwise, foot traffic, no problem. If we're hearing at least 6 to 8 inches of good ice north of Gladstone. South of Gladstone, it's only foot traffic out there. I'm hearing more like 4 to 6 inches at least of ice out there, and it's glare ice out there, so you definitely need to have some creepers if you're going to be walking around out on that ice. And the same thing, just be real careful along the shorelines there before you head out. And check them out real good before you walk out.
Well, what about the access points? Which ones are available right now, and have you heard about any that are just really wet because of that meltdown?
Primarily, most of the people fishing north of Gladstone are going out from Kipling. I can't honestly say we've heard many reports yet from the Days River or the Yellowgate access. I would definitely, again, you'd want to eyeball it really good before you head out from either one of those. Hunter's Point, as far as I know, is plowed open and no real issues walking out from that one, too. But you definitely want to be careful around the tips of the points there. There's a lot of current. So Hunter's Point and Squaw Point, you know, Founders Point, you definitely want to be careful in those areas.
And I would assume the river mouths, too.
Yeah, definitely don't go any closer to the mouths of the rivers than any other shacks you see, and you should be okay.
All right, well, we got some good catch reports to get into. Talk perch, talk walleye, maybe some pike. Let's get back together later this hour if we can get a little more of your time.
Okay, sounds good.
We'll get back on with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle and continue this Little Bait and Knock ice fishing report. So stay tuned right here to The Outdoor Show.